Given your previous position that legislation is not necessary to address regional economic imbalance, can you clarify why you believe that statutory intervention is not required?
I think in my previous engagement I remained open to looking at the content of the bill once it was published, so I look forward to seeing your bill and the proposals within it. Obviously I have statutory responsibilities in relation to the Department for the Economy and have set out a direction of travel with regional balance as one of the four priorities.
Minister, I know that you have a sub-regional economic plan and the development of the local economic partnerships, but those remain policy mechanisms rather than a statutory obligation. Why do you believe the approach is sufficient to change the structural imbalances that have persisted in Northern Ireland for decades?
It is one of those things where I think we look at what we can do within the current remit that we have, and we always keep open the potential for other types of interventions. Regional balance is reflected in our programme for government. It's the responsibility of all departments to ensure that they are taking forward initiatives that support the delivery of more effective regional balance. And again, as I said to the member, I look forward to engaging with the content of her bill and being persuaded by her arguments in respect of why it is necessary.